So can you tell us about this winter storm warning that's in Northwest Indiana?
Yes, a winter storm warning is in effect for far Northwest Indiana through 9 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. And this event here is sort of a multifaceted event. Early this morning, we had lake effect snow into Porter and Lake counties. It was heavy at times, even a report as high as 10 inches of snow just in a handful of hours north of Valparaiso we received. We received several reports between 6 and 8 inches as well with that heavy snow near daybreak on Monday. The snow had tapered in intensity then, and now going forward, the snow is picking back up, and this is not lake effect snow right now. This is a strong weather system moving from the southern plains to the Ohio River Valley. This system brought snow to parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, states that do not see snow very frequently. This system brought snow to their accumulating snow, and now it's spreading accumulating snow across northwest Indiana late this afternoon through much of tonight. And then it will transition back to lake effect snow for a period tomorrow morning. Some lake effect snow may continue into Lake or Porter even into the afternoon on tomorrow and Tuesday, but it should be pretty light. Nonetheless, impacts to the evening commute and to the morning commute tomorrow expected.
Okay, so to the morning commute, will that also impact the midday commute as well tomorrow?
It shouldn't, the later day commute tomorrow. The snow should taper in intensity, any lake effect snow, into the afternoon, but there will still be some effects there on the roads this morning, in the morning, for Tuesday for sure, and there may continue to be through lunchtime, but I think by late afternoon things should be much better.
Pretty exciting that this is from a big weather system and it's affecting states that don't often get to see snow. Why do you suppose that's happening?
Well, we had a significant Arctic air intrusion into the United States early this month, and that cold air continued to reinforce itself, so it worked its way further south, and the pattern's been pretty active. So each system has been able to tap into that cold air and produce snow, and subsequently these have worked further south here and produced winter precip that far south. And there's potential even for another event, though not as much wintry precipitation, though, to affect southern states here Wednesday, Thursday as well.
Do you expect that that'll also affect northwest Indiana?
There's a chance there could be snow there Wednesday night or Thursday. Yep, in northwest Indiana, we're watching that closely. It likely won't be as significant of a producer as this one. Nonetheless, it's taking a track that's not too dissimilar, so we have to keep an eye on that, at least to bring possibly some snow or even some lake effect snow.
I know the thing that's on everybody's minds is, when is it going to let up? When is it going to start to feel like spring? Any idea?
Well, this coming weekend, namely Sunday into Monday, it looks like we'll get some lower and maybe even mid-30s for highs. Now, that's about normal for mid-February going into late February by that point. But because it's been so cold, it's going to certainly feel like a little bit of a heat wave. Looking way out there to the last days of the month, it does look like we have potential to moderate. We don't see any extreme warm-ups, but we see the potential to get above freezing on several days, and that may result in a little bit of melting snow. The snow is awfully cold, so it's going to take several mild days before the snow is even primed to melt because we've been so cold.
Do you think that'll cause any flooding when that snow starts to melt?
Right now, any indications of above freezing are only slightly. They're only during the days, so we don't see any screaming signals on the horizon for flooding. However, we'll have to watch as we go into March. If we keep all of this snow around and we're not able to get it out of here through waterways because they're frozen as well, then we will potentially run into an increased flooding risk as we start to head into more events that would likely produce rain. So we'll have to watch that. But for right now, there's no indications of a substantial enough warm-up or a substantial enough rain producer to bring issues.
Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else that you wanted to add that maybe I haven't asked you about?
Yeah, just to mention that it's pretty cold for a significant snow event. Normally, when we get this cold and temperatures are in the lower teens to single digits, you don't have enough moisture for significant snowfall. But that's not the case this time. We're getting significant snow when it's this cold. So when it's this cold, a couple things come in mind. For those doing snow removal, just to make sure you're bundled up, wearing adequate layers. Typically, temperatures are around freezing with some of our big snows, but this one's much colder than that. So want to bundle up. Also, for motorists to keep in mind, when it's this cold, road treatment tends not to be as effective. So something to keep in mind and make sure that you're allowing plenty of extra travel time. Travel tonight is going to be hazardous across northwest Indiana. It's just going to snow persistently enough that the travel will become hazardous. And with the cold conditions, it's going to immediately stick on roads, and so that'll even further make it hazardous. So just something to keep in mind.